This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, green drinks. Find out how to tie one on without hurting the planet.
First, we just heard from Janet Nielsen. She's one of the mothers from the FLDS ranch near El Dorado, Texas. She talked about the treatment of her children, complained about it, her children and others, by Child Protective Services as it removed the kids from her custody.
And so we played that interview for Daryl Azar. He's a spokesman for Child Protective Services.
Daryl, welcome back to Day to Day. You just heard a mother say, "We've seen no mercy from CPS." How do you respond to that?
Well, we understand the emotional response that we are seeing in these women. However, much of what they have said has no basis in fact. You know, the allegations that we should have investigated a phone call before we investigate the case is not possible. Under Texas law, if we get a referral in which someone claims abuse is occurring, the only way to determine if that's occurring is to go out and actually talk to people. And that's what we did.
I've heard a lawyer for the mothers say there were other steps that CPS could have taken. For instance, you could have negotiated the placement of a dozen or two dozen investigators on the ranch rather than simply shutting it down and removing the children from their parents. Why not a halfway step like that?
Actually, that is what happened. We gained access to the ranch and had about a dozen investigators there. And what we found were several pregnant young girls and young girls who had children already, and evidence that they'd been the wives of much older men, and that we saw in our interviews a clear pattern that girls were being groomed from a very young age to become the brides of middle-aged men and to have their children. What we uncovered in our investigation is we identified 20 women who were either young women or still minors who were impregnated between the ages of 13 and 16.
20 instances? You're saying you have 20 instances?
That is correct. 20 young women or girls who at the time of their first pregnancy were 13 to 16. And in almost every case, their husband appears to be an old, much older man.
You are saying, Daryl, that the state of Texas indeed has positively verified instances of criminal sexual abuse. Do you know the names of the victims and presumably the names of the perpetrators?
Our role is not to do any criminal investigation. You'll have to talk to law enforcement. Our role is to verify whether or not there has been a civil violation of sexual or emotional or physical abuse involving these children. We have identified that that is occurring. We have presented the evidence to a judge, and the judge agrees that with the evidence we have today, that the only rational and prudent step is to remove all these children from that environment. You have to remember that not only do you have men who are preying upon girls, you also have women who have done nothing to stop it. And these children are all at risk. Now, there's been some comment that we're lumping children, everyone into one boat. But
that's what I wanted to ask you.
We'll have an individual hearing beginning next month, and everyone will be evaluated individually.
But here you have a mother mm-hmm. who says her youngest child is 9. She's 51 years old. Mm-hmm. She says she has not participated in any of this, but she does not have her children with her. You're saying you're going to have to wait for at least a month before we're going to even begin to adjudicate this.
Everyone has a story to tell, and no one has admitted ever knowing a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 13-year-old who was sexually abused, and yet we found many children who were in this position. You know, it's never easy to separate parents from children. It's always heartbreaking, but the best interest of a child is not always what a child wants, and we cannot allow children to be systematically abused just because it's hard to separate them. We must separate them, protect the child, ascertain what is happening, and each child will get an individual hearing to determine what's best for that child.
Daryl Azar with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services speaking with us from San Angelo, Texas. Daryl, thank you again.
You're welcome.